1984, a little girl by the name of Dawn Hamilton was found brutally murdered in a wooded area near her home. Search ensued. People talked and tried to find and talk to witnesses. And they had five identification witnesses in this case that positively identified the last person seen with Dawn as me. I was on TV the whole weekend before a lineup was held on that Monday. Everybody in the case said that they watched television, seen me being taken out of the courtroom. In my case, just one thing right after the other, and it just, that's what happened. I wound up almost spending a decade in prison and 2 years on death row.
I mean, how does it feel to have the title of, you know, being the first person in America to be exonerated through DNA testing who was on death row?
Well, I would rather have been an Olympic discus thrower. And I was, you know, in the Marine Corps. I was an all-Marine champion in the discus back in those years. I was 22 years old. I would have rather been known for an Olympic gold medal versus being the first death row inmate exonerated by DNA from a capital conviction. I can tell you, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. But having said that, if it can happen to an honorably discharged Marine with no criminal record, no criminal history, it can happen to anybody in the state of Illinois, and it has. And it's going to continue to do so.
No executions have taken place in Illinois since former Illinois Governor George Ryan suspended the death penalty in 2000. Why do you think Illinois should abolish capital punishment?
Well, 20 death row inmates being found innocent in the state of Illinois is enough reason for me and to give me pause about the sentence itself. I think it doesn't apply. It's racially despairing. It costs too much money, and honestly, innocent person dying because of it need not have the sentence in the state.
You were appointed to a commission a couple of years ago by the governor of Maryland to abolish the death penalty in the state. What did the commission find in its report?
Well, we have found racial disparity across the bar and different issues regarding the way the death penalty was spent jurisdictionally. Innocence being a factor, you know, possible innocence of an executed person. The death penalty is going to disappear in Maryland very soon, as I think it will in Illinois. I think people need to stop being so worried about politics and do the right thing, because this is a win-win for the state of Illinois. And the money that's saved can go to victims' families and to victim services versus right back into the same pool. $70 million was spent on the prosecution of 20 innocent people in the state of Illinois. We could use that money and resources for other things.
You know, your commission's report didn't actually lead to the death penalty in Maryland being abolished. What did happen?
Well, we have made the toughest death penalty in the country based on that. We have five people on death row currently in the state of Maryland, but they still dispense the sentence. And sooner or later, we're going to get it wrong, and we're going to wind up executing somebody that's innocent. We've got 140 people we found on death rows in the United States that have been innocent. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.